you. Thank you, Senator Peters. So I have a couple of questions. I'm not sure if we're going to see other members here, but I wanted to cover a couple of things. Dr. Jareffi, you talked about the research of this particular issue, too, and our witnesses and the questions from our colleagues. You can definitely see everybody's advocating for more expertise and definitely a larger role for commerce. So how do we get that expertise, given that any one of these things, as Mr. Abulafia said, maybe you should have a dedicated supply chain focus just on aviation. And obviously, we're heading that way on semiconductors. I could make the case we should have had a better analysis on aluminum, given where we are with the aluminum sector and the shift that's happening. So how do we, what do we need to do if we're going to say we want a larger federal role? What is it we need to do to have the research about these sectors? Again, if a lot of the innovation or the awareness about the next phase of innovation is at the very base level of the supply chain.
Thank you very much, Senator. I think in the past we have
had- you got to turn on your microphone, yes.
Sorry, thank you, Senator Cantwell. I think in the past, when we wanted to focus on specific industries, we had programs like national industry centers that things like the Sloan Foundation supported, I mentioned in my testimony. But I think to get universities involved, we end up having to take a more interdisciplinary approach. And so I think one of the critical issues is trying to find some of the key industry areas that are cutting edge where the universities can supplement. And that's where I think your National Science Foundation technology initiative, the Technology Directorate, could be a key, because NSF does tie into universities in a very direct way. But I think it has to connect also to those industrial clusters where the industries are located in particular parts of the country. So a combination of NSF, which is going to tie into applied funding, the multidisciplinarity that comes from industry clusters, and then linking that across different industries that are specialized, I think is probably one of the key ways to go for universities.
I see you nodding, Dr. Gill. You agree with that?
I very much agree with that. I mean, and in the context of serving in the National Science Board and the evolution that we see and the potential of the technology and innovation translation new directorate, of bringing the best of the university, what historically would have done in centers, but imagining a new catalyst where we can bring universities and industry at all scales together through these NSF-sponsored centers, I think would be a unique model that would allow us to address some of these concerns.
Well, it certainly could be more translational, and it certainly could be more informational, back up the chain. I don't mean to use that word so intermittent, but you know, we have, you know, I believe the world's flat. So when you're talking about getting somebody over at commerce to understand what's happening in Mr. Taylor's business or what's happening in aviation or what's happening in semiconductors, it's not that there aren't people at NIST, but when you want to call a shot and say, oh, well, we need a specific R&D supply chain effort for aviation or semiconductors, that's somebody farther up at the Department of Commerce making that decision.
And just one further comment. I think that when we look at the existing technology areas in the U.S. that are well-developed, Seattle with aerospace, or Silicon Valley, or Austin with IT, or Boston 128, in all of those cases, we have well-established universities that are connected with private companies. But one thing that's happening now is we have a whole new set of technologies that is transforming the cutting edge of research. So artificial intelligence, quantum computing, all of the different areas that are coming out of the digital revolution. So I think that's where we need to bring universities back into the equation, because what worked 5, 10, 15 years ago is changing very fast now. And so that, to me, is the real challenge. How do we have that discussion between industry and universities and government, taking these next generation technologies and bringing them into the picture?
Well, that's where the hub and the center come together, and that's, you know, in maybe a new fashion, but Dr. Lewis, did you have a comment on that?
Thank you, Chair Cantwell. Commerce used to have a technology administration. Technology used to be one of their central missions, and They got rid of it some time ago. So one of the things to think about is, you were talking about NIST isn't a policy agency. Do they do great work, but they don't do policy. So if you're going to rebuild that capability at Commerce, the senior level further up the chain, we might want to look at what Commerce has in place. A lot of talent there, a lot of strength, but not focused on the technology mission in a way it might have been 10 years ago. Thank you.
And on, thank you, I like that suggestion, because I do think you have to have, it's changing so fast, you have to develop expertise. Mr. Abulafia, there is, you know, this effort on thermoplastics that I've heard about. I've heard about it because, you know, obviously on the supply chain, getting material for airplanes that don't have material flaws in them that you have to start over, you know, is a big deal. So thermoplastics give you that ability. But the most I've heard about this research is that it's over in Europe, and there are companies like Boeing that are participating. I've also heard of it from companies in Spokane who are saying, I'm doing this and we need to do more of this. But how do we get the focus on the core technologies that need to happen in aerospace if these are just voices in the supply chain? Or if, say, for example, Europe has had associations just because they're Europe, or Max Planck Institutes, where everybody always works together, what is it that we need to do to identify the next generation technology that seems to be already there in the supply chain, but the supply chain are just small individuals trying to compete? What do we need to do?
Well, I suppose it's encouraging. The very fact, Madam Chair, that you're hearing about this technology indicates that there's some equipments and technologies that are coming to public view, to your view. You know, when it comes to materials, that's actually a very good example of the kind of thing that I think should be accelerated, because it can be brought to market a bit quicker. But despite the emphasis on creating these materials in the supply chain, it's up to the primes to specify them at the end of the day. You know, so bigger companies like Hexcel or someone like that could create these advanced materials, or some of the smaller companies. But ultimately, it comes down to the primes. And this is one point where I guess I'll slightly reverse myself, if you will. I think it's up to the primes to identify what technologies they're looking to bring into next generation platforms, be it materials, be it various advanced control systems, be it avionics or whatever else. They might be the best source to say, well, this is something we would like to see on our next generation jetliner, or next generation business jet, or combat aircraft. In the case of thermoplastics, you know, there's a lot of work going on in the interiors field. So that might be the sort of intermediate end user, people who create interiors want to bring some new capabilities to market. But in general, these are exactly the sort of technologies that I think could migrate from basic to a more advanced applied level of R&D. And yes, it is sort of noteworthy that a lot of other companies or a lot of other countries are engaging in this research. One thing about this is that being in the Netherlands and Belgium and other places, these are effectively neutral aviation powers. If it's taking place in France or Britain or Germany, it's probably not addressable as much to US contractors. And I think that's important to remember, and a reason I think for the US to have that greater capability in identifying these technologies and, well, working with US R&D programs and getting them to market.
Thank you. Senator Scott.